Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here. Ever feel like your brain's running on fumes? Like you're constantly juggling a million things, never quite catching a break? Trust me, I get it. In today's world, it feels like there's always something demanding our attention, work deadlines, social media, that pile of laundry. You name it, and while we're amazing at multitasking and pushing through, there comes a point where we hit a wall. We start feeling drained, stressed, maybe even a little bit lost. That's why today's episode is all about self-care, not just as a trendy buzzword, but as a vital necessity for your mental well-being. Think of it like this. You wouldn't put premium fuel in a beat-up car and expect it to run smoothly, right? Well, your mind deserves the same level of care and attention. So let's dive into 5 key takeaways that can help you prioritize self-care for a happier, healthier you. Number 1. Recognize the signs. The first step is knowing when you need a little TLC. Are you constantly feeling exhausted? Is it hard to focus? Do you find yourself snapping at loved ones more than usual? These are all red flags that your mental health needs some attention. Think of self-care like hitting the brakes before you completely run out of gas. It's about recognizing those warning signs and making a conscious effort to recharge. Number 2. It's not just bubble baths and face masks. Yeah, those things are awesome, but true self-care goes way beyond pampering yourself. It's about nurturing your whole being, your physical, emotional, and mental health. This could mean getting enough sleep, eating nutritious foods, moving your body in ways you enjoy, spending time with people who uplift you, and engaging in activities that bring you joy. Remember, self-care is personalized. What works for one person might not work for another. So find what truly nourishes your soul. Number 3. Make it a priority. You wouldn't skip out on an important meeting or cancel plans with friends because of a deadline, right? Well, self-care deserves the same level of respect. Schedule time for yourself, even if it's just 15 minutes a day, to do something you genuinely enjoy. It could be reading a book, taking a walk in nature, meditating, or simply having a cup of tea in silence. Treat this time as sacred and non-negotiable. Number 4. Be kind to yourself. This one's crucial. We often beat ourselves up when we fall short or make mistakes. But remember, you're human. It's okay to have off days, to feel overwhelmed, or to need a little extra support. Practice self-compassion by treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a dear friend. Number 5. It's an ongoing journey. Self-care isn't a one-time fix, it's a continuous practice that requires effort and commitment. There will be times when you feel more energized and motivated, and there will be times when you need to slow down and recharge. The key is to be mindful of your needs and adjust your self-care routine accordingly. Now, let's talk about a real-life scenario. Imagine this. You've had a stressful week at work, deadlines are looming, and you feel completely drained. Your brain feels foggy, your patience is wearing thin, and you just want to crawl into bed and hibernate. That's when self-care becomes absolutely essential. Instead of pushing through, take a step back. Maybe go for a walk in nature, listen to calming music, or spend some time meditating. These simple acts can help reset your mind and body, allowing you to approach the rest of your week with renewed energy and focus. So remember, taking care of yourself isn't selfish, it's essential. By prioritizing self-care, you're investing in your mental well-being and setting yourself up for success in all areas of life. Ready to make some changes? Start by identifying one small act of self-care that you can incorporate into your day tomorrow. It could be as simple as taking a few minutes to breathe deeply, enjoying a cup of tea mindfully, or listening to your favorite song. Then, share your plans in the comments below. Let's create a supportive community where we can inspire and encourage each other on this journey to better mental health. Remember, you've got this. See you next time.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.